Environmental advocates in Connecticut are urging the state to adopt a plan to address the toxic chemical PFAS. WSHU's Davis Donovan reports a state task force delivered the plan to the governor this week.
The plan recommends environmental testing at areas where PFAS was likely to be used, like industrial sites, and safer ways to handle firefighting foam that contains PFAS. It also suggests developing a safe standard for PFAS levels in drinking water. Amanda Shane is with the Connecticut League of Conservation Voters.
If all of the recommendations are passed, I think it's a very good step, probably one of the more ambitious plans that a state could pass. And I think it needs to be a really broad, across-the-board process to make sure that we can monitor, restrict, and get rid of these chemicals.
About 50,000 gallons of water contaminated with PFAS spilled into the Farmington River earlier this year from a private airplane hangar at Bradley International Airport. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.